ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वम् ब्रह्मोपनिषदम् माहम् ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणम् मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ केनेषितम् पतति प्रेषितम् मनः केन प्राणः प्रथमः प्रैति युक्तः केनेषिताम् वाचमिमाम् वदन्ति चक्षुश्रोत्रम् कौ देवो युनक्ति श्रोत्रस्य श्रोत्रम् मनसो मनो यद् वाचोह वाचम् सौ प्राणस्य प्राणः चक्षुषश्चक्षुः अतिमुच्य धीराः प्रेत्यास्माल्लोकादमृता भवन्ति न तत्र चक्षुर्गच्छति न वा गच्छति नो मनो नो विद्मः न विजानीमो यथैतदनु शिष्यात् अन्यदेव तद्विदितादथो अविदितादधि इति सुश्रुम पूर्वेषाम् येनस्तद्व्याच चक्षिरे यद्वाचानभ्युदितम् यद्वाचानभ्युदितम् येन वागभ्युद्यते तदेव ब्रह्मत्वम् विद्धि नेदम् यदिदमुपासते. So in further elaboration of the indirect definition given by the teacher, in this fourth mantra, the teacher just picks up the organ of speech and again makes it clear. This organ of speech, the subtle power indriyam, and the truth of which also is Brahma. The truth of this organ of speech is Brahma. Even though the truth of the whole cosmos, the truth of everything here is arrived at as the truth of the knower. Even though arrived at as the truth of the knower, the truth of the I, the same truth of the I is the truth of everything. You said truth of everything, it is this, the truth is that which lends existence, that which obtains as the existence. If we say the truth of the wave is water, what it means is, it is the water which is in the form of existence of the wave. Without water, the wave cannot exist. That is the meaning. The truth, whenever the word truth is used, truth is that which obtains in the form of existence. So that which lends existence. The very existence itself is that here, the Atma. Therefore, because of which the function also is possible. So such a truth cannot be an object communicated, revealed, explained by a word. And word is that which is uttered by the speech, organ of speech. That is why this Brahman is not an object of the organ of the act of speaking, because it is not explicable by the word which is uttered by this organ. That what is made very clear. By way of saying it, Again, it is made, that second sentence is going to be repeated in all the following mantras. Tadeva brahmatvam viddhi na idam idam upasate. Because generally in the Upasana Kanda, the worship is highly emphasized. Meditation means worship is nothing but entertaining the mind, the thought of Bhagavan. Worship is an action, mental activity, wherein Bhagavan, the truth as an object of worship is reminded repeatedly. That is prescribed as a discipline for steadying the mind. But when the question of knowing the truth comes, that one must be very clear. One cannot have any emotional leaning on even the object of worship. Because, of course, the object of worship is Brahma, but still the Brahman, which is not really an object. That is why it is emphasized here, yadi idam upasate, that which one meditates upon, one worships. Definitely, Brahman is not that. That is said in this fourth mantra, and we are seeing this bhashyam. Yesterday we saw, Veda Shastram is the most exalted source of knowledge, highly revered. The Shastram. Shastra means highly revered. That is, that alone should be followed as a guide to know the way of life, even to understand Brahman. That's the Pramana Grantha. Still, that Veda Shastram being divided into four, and we find it actually specifically that as the three Vedas, Rigyuja Sama, Atana, four Vedas. Of them, the Rigvedaha, consisting of mantras set metrical in the poetry form, and Yajurveda mantras in prose form, and mantras of Samaveda set to tunes. All those mantras are nothing but words, constituted of sounds, words, and therefore they're all words only. Still, even it is the organ of speech, it is the work which alone is in the form of the Shastra. Still, what is this? Even in the uttered satyam or anrutam, truth or untruth, or anything pertaining to satyam or mithya, all the words are expressed through this organ of speech only. Therefore, organ of speech it shows the greatness of organ of speech. Organ of speech is great because all the sounds, all the alphabets are expressed through it. And all those alphabets put in proper order become the words. And all those words constitute sentences, statements. And it is such statements alone carry all the information, all the data, all the subject matter of all sciences. So, word is great, but still, that word fails when the question of describing Brahman comes. That word cannot reveal Brahman. And the organ of speech, that's why Brahman cannot be revealed by the word, but the word itself is expressed, the possibility of the word coming out as expression of knowledge is because of the blessing of Brahman in the form of existence of Brahman. The organ of speech functions because of the existence of Brahman. And the word gets expressed as expression of knowledge, because of the existence of Brahman. Therefore, that such Brahman cannot be an object of the act of speaking, nor can it be described by the word expressed through the organ of speech. That is what is said here. We saw yesterday, and we're continuing with where we left. All the quotes, possibly Acharya, especially from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, are beautiful quotes actually. Vaktuhu vaktihi nitya vak chaitanya jyotiswarupa. Nahi vaktuhu vaktehe vipralopaha vidyate. There's never a time when this abstract reality consciousness, which is in the form of the very capability of the organ of speech, said in the Pradhanikopan, we saw those quotes. Now we'll come to this new portion of the Bhashyam. Okay. In the following Bhashyam, which I'm going to read today, Bhagavad Pada specifically explains the importance and the emphasis of the expression eva. Now, the word eva is an indeclinable word, which is always used to express the emphasis, to reveal the emphasis, an emphatic expression. And here, tad eva brahma, tad eva brahma tvam viddhi, na idam yadu idam upasate. Not anything a person worships is Brahma. We understand that alone to be Brahma. Therefore, that eva shabda is specifically taken for unfoldment by Bhagavad Pada here. Let us see here. Tadeva. You are following now? Tadeva atmaswarupam Brahma. Tadeva atmaswarupam Brahma. When you say atmaswarupam Brahma, the word atma is used. Suppose the word atma is used to mean sometimes mind. The word atma simply is used as a reflexive pronoun. Okay. Even the I obtaining in every individual. And atma, the very reality is also implied by the term atma. The very reality is implied by the term atma. The I obtaining in every individual's mind is also atma. Mind also atma. But here atma, atma swarupa means what? The truth of I. So atma, the truth, is the truth of I, the atma. Atma swarupam brahma. So because Upanishads uniquely help us arrive at reality only as the truth of the I. Even though Brahman is the truth of everything, how do you arrive at it? You arrive at the truth only as the truth of the I. That's why Atma Swarupam Brahma. Here, when you arrive at this Brahman, the abstract reality implied by the term Brahman as the Swarupam of the I, as the Swarupam of the knower. But once you arrive at it, from the standpoint of the reality, having arrived at it, then one should see Brahman is not the I. Brahman is not the knower. You arrive at reality as a Swarupam of the knower. You search for the knower, distinguishing the knower from the known. Then, and you find, arrive at reality as the Swarupam of the knower I. Having arrived at it from the standpoint of the reality, you have to see and you have to say this abstract formless reality, which is of the nature of knowing, therefore implied with the term consciousness or pure knowledge, is not the knower. So reality is not even the subject. not the knower. The knower is reality. The reality is not the knower. We use this know subject, only to arrive at it. Once you arrive at it, you have to say, Brahman is not the knower, not the subject of knowledge. It is pure, it is the abstract formless reality. Then you use it, initially you say, it is pure knowledge, pure consciousness. That too, why? Because it is of the nature of being conscious. It is of the nature of knowing. Therefore, we use the term jnanam. Otherwise, no word can be used. Okay. Atmasvarupam Brahma. The conscious, that abstract, formless reality alone is Brahma. And that alone is the only truth of everything. Therefore, Acharya says now that Brahma Niratishayam, it is unique. Niratishayam, unique. And then known as Brahma, then known as Bhuma, Bhumakyam. And Brihatvata Brahma, iti Vidhi. Even the word Brahman, you cannot use. It is what is that reality? Yes, you arrived at it. After this Drikdrishya Veka Prakriya, using this Prakriya, and you arrived at it, you know. But still, it is not an object. It is not the object, it is not the subject also. So it is Jnatru Jneya Vilakshanam. The abstract formless reality, arrived as the Surupam of the knower I, is not the subject also. It is distinct from the known, knower and the known. Jnatru Jneya Vilakshanam. And it is known as Bhuma because of its nature of limitlessness. So Acharya says, why it is known as Bhuma? Brihatvata Brahma. Because of its bigness. Brihat means big. Brihatvam means bigness. Because of its bigness, it is implied by the term Brahma. Bigness, again, incomparable bigness, limitless bigness. Because of its limitlessness, incomparable bigness, it is implied by the term Brahma. Otherwise, even the word Brahman cannot be used. Okay, Brahma iti Vidhi. Vidhi means second conjugation imperative verb, Vidhi. Therefore, Vijanihi Tvam, may you understand that. So here, today's class I'm coming, I think. Yaihi Vagadi Upadibhihi. Yaihi Vagadi Upadibhihi. Vachoha vak, chakshushas chakshuhu, shrotasya shrotram, manaso manaha, karta, bhokta, vijnata, niyanta, prashasita, vijnanam, anandam, brahma, iti, yevamadayaha, samvyavaharaha. See, samvyavaharaha means all these expressions pertaining to the transactions. Samvyavaharaha means what are all these expressions or the expressions pertaining to transactions. They are relevant to transactions. They are relative expressions. Look at this, relative only. All these expressions pertain transactions are relative expressions. Absolutely no word can be used to reveal the reality, to talk about reality. See why vag, yena vag abhyudyate. Okay, yena vag abhyudyate. Vacha na anabhiditam. Please understand that abstract formless reality is not revealed by any word. No word can reveal how Brahman is. The question can, you can arrest the question. There are so many words used by the Shastram. What are the words now? Look at this. First we say Vachohavak. We said the word vak is used. The speech of the speech. Eye of the eye. Ear of the ear. Mind of the mind. Okay. Each word is what? Used as a revealer of Brahman. Then, Karta. We say what now? Karta. Bhokta. See, if we take, we separate everything as Drik and Drishyam. The Drik is Atma. The Drishyam is Anatma. Drishyam, the Anatma Prapancha, is inclusive of what? Ahankara. Inclusive of the body, inclusive of the pranas, sense organs, organs of actions, mind, the mind, say mind, even the eye sense. Because you say I, it's expression of the cognition I. So the expressed word presupposes the cognition I. Therefore, even that cognition I is object of knowledge to anatma only. And what is that then? Drik then? Drik is the knower of the I. The knower of the presence of I, cognition, in the waking state. The knower of the absence of eye cognition in the deep sleep state. The experiencer obtaining in the deep sleep state. The knower of the absence of eye sense in the deep sleep state. The knower of the eye sense in the waking state is distinct from the known I, arriving, departing I. The non-arriving, non-departing knower experiencer is distinct from the known, arriving, departing, known I. Therefore, even the I sense is part of the objective universe. And that knower, experiencer, is abstract, formless reality, Brahma. This is how this is how the reality can be arrived at. This is how you can arrive at the reality. There's no other way. Once you arrive at it, and what is it? Formless, abstract, subtlest. But how do you know it is there? Because it knows. And why is this no? Because knowing is Swarupam. There's from the standpoint of Swarupam alone, the word Jnanam can be used. Otherwise, the word Jnanam, the word consciousness, even those words cannot reveal the reality. The word consciousness does not reveal the reality. The word Jnanam does not reveal the reality. Why? Those are the words used by the Shastram in terms of its nature of knowing. Otherwise, it doesn't reveal directly. The word is that which reveals the object directly, denotes the object. Pure knowledge, pure consciousness, chaitanyam, jnanam, these words do not reveal the reality directly. After arriving at it, using this method, and then you understand the word jnanam, the word chaitanyam is used because those words only reveal the reality in terms of its nature of knowing, nature of being conscious. Okay. Now, we say karta. So this anatma, the known anatma, by itself is inert. You know very well how body is the material product, my mind is material product, sense organs are material products. All are, you can say, trigunaha. Trigunatmakam. Trigunatmakam. The matter only. Therefore, it is inert. No action, no function is possible. But still we say what now? Is doing karta. And who is the karta? Without the blessing of the Atma, no action is possible. But Atma by itself is of the nature of actionlessness. Look at this. This abstract formless reality, being all pervasive, changeless, actionless. Being actionless, being changes his nature. Atma is not the doer. Atma is not the doer, not the performer. But still, there cannot be no doer at all without the Atma. Absolutely, from the standpoint of the inert Anatma body, minds and complex alone, the doer qualification is attributed to Atma. Atma is neither the subject of action nor the object of action. Okay? So the word karta has to be negated. And bhokta, the enjoyer, the inert Anatma body maintains complex. Existence itself is a problem without the blessing of the Atma. And where's the question of being capable of enjoying anything and having the status of being an enjoyer? It is the blessing of the Atma. It is the presence of this abstract formless reality. Consciousness. And now, the enjoyer, enjoyment is possible. Therefore, enjoyment is possible. And from the standpoint of the enjoyment, and the enjoyer status is attributed to the Atma. From the standpoint of abstract formless reality, reality is not the enjoyer. Please understand, karta, bhokta. Now, vijnata. What about vijnata? Already I have explained to you. Who is the knower here? Who is the knower? Vijnata. Vijnata or jnata? Who is the knower? Of course, including I sense, the entire body mansions complex is anatma. Of course, everything known external to the body is anatma. Okay? But the abstract formless reality, without which no knowing is possible. The mind is capable of knowing, we say that. But still, without the blessing of the Atma, knowing is not possible. Thinking is not possible. Understanding is not possible. But does the Atma, the consciousness, know, understand, think? No. Consciousness, this abstract formless reality implied by the term consciousness, does not know, does not think, does not understand, does not discern. What does it do then? It is of the nature of actionlessness. But still it knows, because Swarupam, it is not an action. Knowing, a being conscious, is the very Swarupam, not an action. That is why it's implied by the term knowledge, vijnanam, in terms of its nature of knowing, but it is not, from the standpoint of Atma, you can't say knower. Therefore, na vijnata. All these qualifications attributed to the Atma are only from the standpoint of inert material universe. Okay, niyanta. Now the same reality is looked upon as Ishvara, the Lord, controller, the restrainer, the one who keeps, one who is in the form of order, the one who maintains that order, the Niyanta. Yes, who is the Niyanta? Is this Brahma, is this consciousness, is abstract reality, imply the term consciousness niyanta? No. Consciousness is not the controller, not the restrainer, not the one who ordains anything. But we see this entire objective material universe, every function of everything, even the inert elements, even the elemental products such as sun, moon, etc. Even the everything happening, the planets moving in their orbits, etc. You can see our molecular motion or the particles dividing, etc. All these subtlest functions happening on the part of the inert material things also, are the explicitly happening the functions in the part of living beings also. All these are possible only because of the blessing of the Atma. But Atma by itself is not involved in any action or controlling. That is why Niyanta, the Lord, ordainer, controller, restrainer of everything, and as the order of the law and order, is also only from the standpoint of the objective universe, from the standpoint of the abstract formless reality, which you stumble upon as your own sarupam, is not the niyanta. Then prashasita. So niyanta, controller. Prashasita, ruler. Very close. Governor. Prashasita. Prashasitru shabdaha. See, all the Rikaranda Shabdas, Kartru, Bhaktru, Vijnatru, Nayantru, Prashasitru. Ruler, we said the raw Lord of the universe. This reality being the source of manifestation of knowledge. There is knowledge which is recognizable, which is manifested. The manifested reality alone recognized in the form of knowledge. In what form is reality recognized? In what form? Reality is recognized in the form of knowledge. And when the knowledge is recognizable, we call it manifested knowledge. Reality manifested is recognizable. Unmanifested is non-recognizable. When it is manifested also, in what form is reality recognized? Recognizable. Reality is recognizable in the form of knowledge. The knowledge is what now? Manifested. And therefore, as a source of the manifested knowledge, manifestation of knowledge, reality is said to be what? No, the knowledge is backing the order. Therefore, we say reality is given the title of Ishvara, Prashasita, the governor, the Lord, Niyanta, controller, very close again, another word, as a ruler, as a governor of the whole is Brahma. We say as a source of manifestation of knowledge, that which obtains as the manifest knowledge, manifested knowledge, recognizable manifested knowledge, the total knowledge in everything is looked upon as Ishvara. Only the standpoint of the manifested knowledge, reality is looked upon as Prashasita, governor or lord, the standpoint, the source of manifestation, the abstract formless reality implied by the term Brahma. Reality is not Prashasita, not the lord. Then another word, this is all Pullinga Shabdaha. Now we come to the word Vijnanam. We say manifested knowledge. Even the word jnanam, we say reality is implied by the term pure knowledge or pure consciousness. Is it okay to say that? No. Even the word pure knowledge, even the word pure consciousness or pure awareness, that even that word is not applicable. That word does not reveal the reality. And why do we use this word then? The word Vijnanam is used only from the standpoint of the entirety of the objective universe, including the Ahankara, because of its nature of inertness. The entire objective universe is of the nature of inertness. Jadam. Jnayatvatu jadatvam. The universe has the status of being the known, therefore it also has the status of being the inert. Being inert. It is inertness. Inertness is this swabhava, nature of the objective universe, material universe. From the standpoint of this known material universe alone, even the word vijnanam, to distinguish it, word vijnanam is used. We say pure knowledge, no reality cannot be revealed by the word pure knowledge, vijnanam. Why? That word is used only from the standpoint of the reality, inert universe. The standpoint of the reality itself, you cannot say even vijnanam. Why? It is actionless, changeless. No word is applicable there. Then anandam. What about the word anandam? So again here, anandam brahma. Why anandam? Anandam is happiness. So anandam, anandam we say. Anandaha atma, anandam brahma. Is it possible to use the term anandam? So in reality is of the nature of limitlessness, infinitude, fullness. Therefore, we say it's also of the nature of happiness. Therefore, implied with the term anandam brahma. Again, from the standpoint of the pain, suffering, or from the standpoint of agony, the standpoint of restlessness, agitations, disturbances experienced in this world, or from the standpoint of experience of unpleasantness here, the word anandam also can be used. Understand? What is Brahman is, again, from the standpoint of its nature. Anandam Brahma, when you say, even the word anandam cannot reveal the reality. We simply say happiness. Does it reveal reality? Or fullness? Infinitude? Limitlessness? Limitless. These words do not reveal reality. Vacha anabhyujitam should be understood here. Even happiness, fullness, limitlessness, infinitude, all these words do not reveal the reality. But why do you use that word then? From the standpoint of the nature of the reality, in terms of its the nature of reality, these terms are used. That too, from the standpoint of what? The inert, limited, the world of objects. Everything in this world is subject to time. Time is subject to time. Space subject to time, and everything exists within the realm of time and space subject to time. Everything is limited by time. Everything is limited by space, spatially limited. Everything is time-wise limited. Everything is object-wise limited. There's nothing which is not subject to limitation in this world. Therefore, from the standpoint of world of objects, which are subject to limitations, all limitations, including time and space, and we say timeless, in terms of the nature of timelessness, the word, this abstract reality, formless reality, is implied by the term anandam. Otherwise, even from the standpoint of abstract formless reality, which is arrived in terms of its nature of knowing, cannot be revealed even by the word anandam. Understand? See how it is anabhyuditam vacha. How it is not explicable, describable by a word. That is what is explained by Acharya here. That is why we need Acharya's commentary. Kimartam anabhyuditam. So anandam. Brahma. Even the word Brahma. Okay. Already it was said, explained. Brahatamatvat Brahma. Brahatvat Brahma. Ityuchyate. Brahatvat Bhuma. Iti Akhyam. Brahma. Iti. Evamadayaha. All these expressions such as this. Iti evamadayaha means what? All these expressions used in this manner. Evam adayaha. Iti evam adayaha. Ityevamadayaha. All these expressions, all the expressions such as these used in this manner are samvyavaharaha. Used only samvyavaharaha, used for relative purpose, used relatively. Samvyavaharam, from the standpoint of the relative world. Where are they used? Asamvyavahare. Absolutely used to mean, used to imply, not directly to denote, used to imply this abstract formless, abstract formless reality stumbled upon as the truth of the knower is what now actually asamvyavaharam. Asamvyavaharam vastu. Absolutely, which is free from any transaction. Absolutely transaction free reality. All these vyavahar, transactable transactions are asamvyavahare. Samvyavaharaha transaction, samvyavaharaha transaction only. Sam is a prefix, that's all. But asamvyavaharam is the reality. Asamvyavahare, free from transactions. Nirviseshe, free from attributes. Attribute, nirvisesham. So, an attributeless, transactionless, pare samye, the absolute, exalted, one and the only reality, implied by the term Brahma, Brahmani, pravartante. So, all these transactions, such as these, happening in this manner, are all happening, pravartante, happening where? Happening in the absolute reality, Brahma, the exalted, one and the only same reality of everything, Brahma, and reality which is attributeless and transaction free. Asamvyavaharam, nirvisesham, param, samyam is Brahma. Asamvyavahare, nirviseshe, pare, samye, brahmani. All these transactions are happening, but Brahman is absolutely free from these transactions because it is transactions free from these. Brahman is. It is untainted by any of these transactions happening in Brahma. Is untouched. Reality is untouched, untainted by any of these transactions. Happening on the part of the Anatma. Because of the blessing of the Anatma, these transactions are possible on the part of the Anatma. At the same time, Atma, Brahman is free from all these transactions. Samvyavaharaha kutra pravartante. Okay. Karta iti, bhokta iti, vijnata iti, niyanta iti, prashashita iti, vijnanam, anandam, brahma iti, evamadayaha, samvyavaharaha, kutra pravartante, asamvyavahare, nirviseshe, pare, samye, brahmani pravartante. All these happen in transaction-free, attributeless, absolute, one and the same reality implied by the term Brahman, but Brahman by itself is free from everything. Therefore, this Brahman is not revealable, not revealed by any word. Therefore, what now? All of these should be negated. All they should be negated as non-Brahma, non-reality. If you negate them as non-reality, what are they then? Non-reality, non-separate from the reality Brahma. See, negating as non-reality is one thing. You have to account for them. What are they then? They're all non-separate from the reality. They're all appearance of Brahma. Temporary appearance of the permanent reality. So he says, Tan Vyudasya, having left aside, negated them all, leaving them all, giving up all of them, Atmanameva Nirvisesham Brahma Iti Vidhi. Atmanameva Nirvisesham Brahma Vidhi. So now what is Brahman? What is that reality implied with the term Brahma here? Abstract, formless, attributeless, Nirvisesham, absolutely attributeless, inexplicably subtlest reality, which you arrive at in terms of its nature of knowing as very sarupam of the knower, alone should be understood as Brahma. Pure knowledge, pure consciousness alone should be understood as Brahma. Even though you use the pure consciousness, even those words do not reveal Brahman. Understand now? That is the teaching here. Nirvisesham Brahma Vidhi Atmanameva Vidhi. Okay, what is Atma here? What is implied with him? Atma is not the mind, not the I. Atma here, Atmanam Eva means what? That all pervasive, one and the same abstract, formless reality, which can be arrived at, which should be arrived at only in terms of its nature of knowing as the very Surupma of the knower I. Once having arrived at it, and from the standpoint of the abstract formless reality, you must understand even that reality is not the knower also. Therefore, Atmanameva Nirvisesham Brahma Vidhi Iti Yeva Shabdartha. And so now, the whole explanation is to explain the meaning of the word Yeva. Tadeva Brahmatvam Vidhi. What is the word Eva explains this much. Tadeva Brahma. Tadeva Brahma means Atma Eva Brahma. What is Atma? That which cannot be revealed by even the word Atma or Brahma. That is why in Kambaramit they said Kandavar Vindilar. What word can you use to reveal it? That's the idea. That is the meaning. Okay. Tadeva Brahma Tvam Vidhi. Nirvisesham Brahma Vidhi Iti Yeva Shabda Arthaha. Na Idam. Having said that, Na idam Brahma. Now it comes to next word. Na nedam. Na idam Brahma. This is not Brahma. Not. Brahman is not this. Na idam. Na idam is not. Brahman is not this. Brahman is neither this nor I. You arrive at the reality Brahman as a truth of I. Having arrived at it, you should know Brahman is Aham Idam Vilakshanam. Brahman is distinct from I and this. Not I, not this. What is idam here? Na idam means what? Yad idam. Yad idam iti upadi beda visishtam. Anatma. Ishwaradi upasate dhyayanti. See, idam means what? Idam, the third person singular pronoun meaning this. Idam. Iti. The idam refers to what? Upadi beda visishtam. The entire objective universe. Anatma. You can say anatma is what? Atma refers to, atma does not reveal, the word atma reveal, but refers to abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality. Which is arrived in terms of its nature of knowing. And what about anatma? Everything known. Idam. The one word idam, third person singular pronoun idam. Why idam? This universe is not far from the knower. That is why it is inseparably, distancelessly is there. Okay? It is not rejected as non-existent. Idam, this objective universe, which is inseparable, non-separate from Brahma, but still different from, okay, inseparable, non-separate from Brahma. Idam, iti, upadi bheda visishtam, anatma, anatma prapanchaha, having the differences of upadis. Ana upadi bheda visishtam. Visishtam means what? Having, being endowed with, anatma prapancha is endowed or with, or constituted of countless number of different upadis. Upadi bheda visishtam. Anatma, Ishwaraha, Adi, Ishwaradi. So not anything of this objective universe constituted of different upadis or which is endowed with various upadis. Which people worship as Ishvara or Ishvara, etc. See, the most disturbing, the most most disturbing, afflicting fact is what? Ishvara. The Lord. There is no Ishvara other than the truth. It should not disturb the worshippers. The worshippers must be happy that all their worship has blessed them with the benefit of arriving at this fact that there is no Ishvara other than the truth, Brahma. Na idam, idam upasate. Not anything people worship. Upasate is a plural verb. Upaste, upasate, upasate. And dhyayanti. See, dhyayanti, not anything of this objective universe, having the difference of upadis, Ishvara, etc., which people meditate on, people worship. See, worship itself is a meditation. That's why we use the words, okay? Which people worship, people meditate on. So worship, in worship, what do we do? Attention is paid on Ishvara, Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the object of focus in worship. In prayer, Bhagavan is the object of focus. According in prayer, what you pray for also is involved. In worship, in the act of worship, the focus is on Bhagavan. In meditation, of course, the focus must be on Bhagavan. Only then we call Saguna Brahma Upasanam, Saguna Ishvara Dhyanam, etc. It's all okay. It's all for as disciplines. Upasanam, worship, meditation, all those things must be practiced for disciplining the mind. As a discipline, it's a fantastic one must practice. The question of understanding the truth comes, you must be very strict about it. You can't afford to be emotional there. We have to see the fact. Brahman, absolute reality, ultimate truth, implied by the term Brahman or Atma or consciousness, definitely is not, it's abstract, inexplicably subtlest, which cannot be revealed by any word, which is arrived at as one's own surupam, which arrived at in terms of its nature of knowing. But having arrived at it, one must be able to negate everything as non-reality. And what is non-reality is anatma prapancha, which is again non-separate from Brahma, satyam Brahma. That is why, you understand here, tadeva Brahma, tvam viddhi, ityuktepi, when it is said, that Atma alone is Brahma, that abstract formless reality, subtlest reality, which is arrived in terms of its nature of knowing alone is Brahma. May you understand. Ityuktepi, even if it is said, na idam Brahma iti anatmanaha abrahmatvam punaha uchyate. Even though what that alone is Brahman, what is Brahman, what is this abstract, what is the absolute reality, the ultimate truth, is revealed by saying, may you understand that alone to be Brahma. But of course, it does not stop that. Having said that, what is not Brahman also is emphatically mentioned. How? Na idam, not this, not anything which comes under the category of the object, denotable, denoted by the pronoun this. Na idam, Brahma iti, anatmanaha abrahmatvam punaha uchyate. Again it is mentioned, again it is said, what is said? Anatma, the objective universe, the non-self, acting as the object of knowledge, having the status of being non-reality. Abrahmatvam, anatma has abrahmatvam. Anatmanaha abrahmatvam punaha uchyate. Anatma means the objective universe, the non-self. Non-self, anything and everything other than the self is non-self, which is implied by the term, which is indicated by the word idam. And that this anatma prapanchaha, the objective universe, which comes under the category of the known, denoted by one word idam, has the status of being abrahma, non-reality. The universe being non-real also is mentioned again. What is the purpose? Kimartam punaha uchyate. Anatmanaha abrahmatvam punaha kimartam uchyate. Why it is said again? What is Brahma? If it isn't enough, if it is say Brahman, this is what is Brahman. No, that it's not. Tade brahmatvam vidhi ittuktepi. Even though it is very clearly said that may understand that alone to be Brahman, still, what is not Brahman is also mentioned again, that anatva prapancha, being non, the non-reality, is again mentioned. Kimartam niyamartham. Niyamartham is what? For the purpose of stating it as a rule. If you want to know Brahma, may you understand that alone to be Brahma. You should not take anything in this world as Brahma. Of course, you have to say all the taste is only Brahma. You must say that. You negate aham, you negate idam also. There's no I, there's no this. There's no knower, there's no known. There's only Brahma, you should say. How? Having arrived at Brahman, the absolute reality, Brahman. And then you should see this what is denoted by this being non-separate from what is arrived as the truth of I. So, niyamartham, this repetition, see, saying, having mentioned what is Brahma, again mentioning what is not Brahman, is for the purpose of stating it as a rule. This is what is Brahman, niyamartham. And also, anya brahma buddhi parisankhyanartham. Anya brahma buddhi parisankhyanartham. And also, for, you can say, for specifically for the purpose of laying it as a rule, stating it as a rule, or for rejecting, eliminating, excluding the wrong understanding of Brahman in anything and everything which is not Brahman. Anya brahma buddhi means what now? Having the wrong understanding of Brahman in anything, everything which is not Brahman. Anya brahma buddhi. So entertaining the understanding of Brahman in having the wrong notion of Brahman in things which are not Brahman. Other than the abstract formless reality, wherever, whichever we take as Brahman is wrong, isn't it? So, anya brahma buddhi parisankhyanartham, for the purpose of excluding, rejecting, eliminating. Not physical rejection, no. Cognitively, we have to exclude. So, for the purpose of cognitive exclusion of the idea of Brahman, understanding of Brahman in everything which is not Brahman. Is it clear? See, Dehe Brahma Buddhi. What is Brahma Buddhi? Atma Buddhi. Dehe Brahma Buddhi is Dehatma Buddhi. ஆத்ம புத்தி தேக பிரம்ம புத்தி, மனசு பிரம்ம புத்தி, பிராணே பிரம்ம புத்தி, இந்திரியேஷு பிரம்ம புத்தி. விஷய பிரம்ம புத்தி ஆத்ம புத்தி பிரம்ம புத்தி தேகாத்ம புத்தி அதேகே பிரம்ம புத்தி. சோ பிரம்ம புத்தி இன் எவ்ரி திங் விச் இஸ் நாட் பிரம்மன் தட் ஷுட் பி எக்ஸ்க்ளூடட். தெர்ஃபோர் அந்ய பிரம்ம புத்தி பரிசங்கியானார்த்தம் புனஹ உச்சதே வாட் இஸ் நாட் பிரம்மன் ஆல்சோ ஃபார் தி பர்பஸ் ஆஃப் எக்ஸ்க்ளூஷன், எக்ஸ்க்ளூடிங் தி அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன் இன் எவ்ரிதிங் விச் இஸ் நாட் பிரம்மன். ஓம் பூர்ணமத் பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரிஹி ஓம் தத்சத். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.